Hi, you're listening to the Common Man and Timmy podcast, sponsored by my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. You know, a lot of people come up to me and say, Common Man, can we just give you some money? Because we like the show so much. How do we support the show? And I say, you know what? I don't take money. But my friends at Care Heating and Cooling, they take money and they support the show. And they'll actually do some work for the money. Unlike me, I'll just take the money and run away. If you're in the need for HVAC assistance, and at some point you will be, remember my friends and sponsors of the program, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust. Paul Feinbaum, of course, is the Pied Piper of the Hillbillies. We have played many sound bites from his show where the Hillbillies take center stage. He took a call, I think this was on Friday, and some guy really wanted to know how he was doing. Now, in fairness, Paul Feinbaum doesn't help him out by saying, I can hear you, go ahead. Just take a listen.
Let's check in with Tom, who is up next. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Tom?
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 Now,
what is happening there?
Here's what's happening. This is also broadcast on television. So Paul Feinbaum, when he's saying Tom, he's like nodding and acknowledging that he hears you.
So this is his way of going, I'm fine, go ahead.
Yes, but this guy, who's probably not watching on a screen,
yeah,
just hears him going, Tom, Tom, and he's probably thinking, he can't hear me.
Yeah. I don't understand why. Guys like Paul Feinbaum, I am sure he's one of those people that when, like, a kid comes up to him is like, can I have this or that? And he's like, I don't know, can you? And it's like, yeah, okay, may I please have this? I know you want the right response, and I understand that. We've all maybe had that moment where we're like, that's not technically correct. Just help the guy out and say, all right, what do you want? Go ahead, I can hear you, go ahead. Like, but was that good radio that he was making there, or was he just kind of being I don't know.
We played it.
No, we played it because it was awkward, because we're awkward. At some point, I just don't like being awkward. Try as I might.
Well, three hours, buddy.
I know, but I try not to be. As awkward as you hear me being, think about how awkward I could be if I wasn't trying to at least be somewhat normal.
I have some more Paul Feinbaum in here. I don't remember some of them.
So all right, we'll play them and see what.
Let's listen to this one, see if it's any good. It just says, Paul Feinbaum heart attack. I don't know what this means.
Okay. Smokey is next. Hey, Smokey.
Paul.
Hey.
You're not believing this. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. First, I got to get a witness. Hold on. Tell her where you are. It's Paul.
I'm a nurse in the ER at Trinity.
Okay. I'm speaking to a nurse right now at Trinity Hospital, right?
I'm getting an EKG that said I've had a heart attack. Paul, I love your show. I agape your show. You know what I'm saying? I love all your listeners. I'll end up being your best caller.
So, Smokey, are you telling me that you're listening to the show while you're having a heart attack?
Yes, sir, I am. That's stupid, I know.
No.
Yes, sir. They told me I got to hang up the phone, Paul.
So you're, before you hang up, you're in the ER right now.
At Trinity Hospital.
You've had a heart attack. You're in the ER getting an EKG, but you're calling us.
But because I love you, Paul. I've went through three batteries trying to call you.
How did you get to the hospital?
I drove myself.
And you're pretty sure you had a heart attack?
I've already had five bypasses and two stents, and now I've had a heart attack.
Good Lord.
But you wanted to call us while this is going on?
It's kind of a death wish.
Well, I'm glad you did, and certainly, Smokey, we wish
I
you
love
well.
You,
thanks.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So much to unpack from that.
go ahead.
First, number one. Paul Feinbaum wanted that man to die. Because he was like,
hey, man, he knows it's good radio.
He's like, I know you're dying.
You
have a heart attack.
Here.
I'm going to keep you on and just ask you things that we all clearly understand. Meanwhile, there's like I'm sure a well-meaning person behind him going, get off the phone, sir. You're having a heart attack. We need to do things to stop this from happening. Also, how do you get through on Paul Feinbaum? I don't care how long was this heart attack? Because if you've never called a national radio show like that or you've never tried to get on, they don't just pipe you through. It might be 2 hours before you actually get on the air.
Well, maybe he said to the screener, I'm having a heart attack. Make this quick. And he put the nurse on the phone for the call screener. Right?
Meanwhile, there's some guy who's been sitting there for 2 hours like, I got to wait for heart attack guy. Mm-hmm. I got a hot take about the Razorbacks. Also, if you're going, this guy wanted to make sure that Paul Feinbaum knew exactly what hospital. Because he multiple times is like, so you're at the hospital. He's like, Trinity Hospital. It's like, why are you going to Social Security number two? Why are you putting that out there? Why wouldn't you just say, yes, I'm at a real hospital. I'm not going to say where. Because you know there's someone crazy enough listening to that show to drive over there and be like, Roll Tide! Or whatever team he's against. They're going to show up and be like, let's put him in the grave.
Here's another one. I don't know what this one is either.
What, on an average summer night, a hot August night, which was a pretty good record many years ago, how many Bud Lights would you grab and throw down?
And talking about football night, you know, like on Saturday night.
Well, whatever. You tell me.
Football night, man. That's when I knock them out. I know it sounds stupid. People go, well, you couldn't drink it. I don't give a rat's butt what they think. I knock out 24, 25 a football game pretty easy.
So 2 weeks from now, when Alabama plays Miami, start to finish, you could consume as many as 25 Bud Lights?
Sure, Paul. Come on, man.
Could somebody do the math for me? How many ounces are in a Bud Light? 12?
12 ounces.
Would somebody, 25 times 12, does anybody have a calculator?
It's a good radio.
I went to Woodlawn.
So Larry, you're telling us
I went to Woodlawn. Yeah, I don't know what the hell Woodlawn is.
I don't know.
But you sound like you didn't finish the second grade.
Oh, good news though.
This is the South.
They let that guy. No, it's not the South.
This is the South.
It's not all the South. Some of the South is like that.
Oh my God.
Some of the South has normal people in it.
Oh, they're pumping this stuff out into space. Aliens are listening to this right now.
I mean, that is the thing though, right? Like, I don't picture, you know, because people will say, why do like Europeans or whatever other part of the world you want to go to think they're so superior to Americans or whatever? And it's like, I'm not saying all that's fair, right? Go to Paris. There's a few people that have elevated opinions of themselves. Probably not accurate.
I'm sure there's some Paul Feinbaum soccer host in hillbilly France that's having the same conversations, but I'm hearing this guy right now.
That's what I'm saying is, the people in the other country that are like, we are so more well-educated than the Americans, it's not because they've heard educated Americans talking. It's because they got that. They're like, oh, man, oh, football night. You talking about old football night? I drank 12, 25 beers. How many ounces is that? I don't know what an ounce is.
That's, game starts at 2:30, whatever time you go to bed. You will have consumed, is that right, 300, Mark? Is that right? 300 yeah. ounces of beer?
Yeah, so, man, you're only talking about...
Larry, I don't want to sound like a urologist here, but that's going to be a busy afternoon. That's going to be a busy night, is it not?
Yeah,
that's two
man,
and a half gallons of beer.
What's the difference, Paul? I just pissed my pants and beat my wife. Bama better win the game. He's going to get a black eye.
20,
I went to Woodlawn.
24 beers in, let's be generous and say 4 hours for a college football game.
Well, yeah, he's not talking about the whole day.
No, four
hours. He's talking
about
during a game.
So that'd be six an hour, and my math tells me that's one every 10 minutes for four straight hours.
I like how he's doing Bud Light, too, because he's concerned about calories.
Well, what are you going
to do? I'm not going to do regular Budweiser. That's crazy.
Imagine if the guy was drinking, like, stouts at that rate. I mean, then I'd be, I guess, more impressed, but it's all just awful.
Hey, Common Man here. I know what you're thinking. This guy again? But we have some special bonus stuff for you. Sponsored, of course, by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. What is the game this week, Bonner?
You know, I originally was going to call this game show back when I was banging trivia, because it was going to be about stuff mostly from the 80s. But then I realized we weren't banging in the 80s. We were, barely a thing in the 80s. So, but it's 80s trivia. That's what it is.
Speak for yourself.
Were you banging?
10 years old.
Right. I didn't think that was, I mean, I just mean more or
started
less.
Started early.
I don't know how much of the 80s you recall. I recall little to none of it.
I recall a decent chunk.
Like the Mets won the World Series in 86.
My mom walking around topless. I remember that.
Was that an 80s thing?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know if that happened in the 90s or if that was,
that was
limited only to the 80s. Okay.
Yeah.
Good to know.
I was seven. So
it was in the 80s.
It was 87.
Yeah. Good that you remembered this specific date. Do you know where you were going on vacation?
Yeah, we were going to Florida. Driving down to Florida, we stopped halfway at a motel in Tennessee.
Probably Tennessee. Usually, I mean, if you're going halfway from Chicago to Florida, that would make sense, right?
I think the room was $26.
Hey.
Had two beds in the room.
Guess what? There's some of those motels, still $26.
I'm quite sure.
Let them live.
And then my mom, for some ungodly reason, you'd have to ask her, she's still kicking, decided I'm just going to walk out with my top off so everybody can see it.
It's not, I will say, in her defense,
there's no defense.
No, there's light defense. Light defense is you're in a hotel room and maybe for a split second she thought, oh, that's right, Michael's here and I have to, you know, I got to cover up. Or was she just like, look at him? Like, was she screaming
she
at you?
She may as well have. Because I'm 43 years old, and it's clear as day.
Yeah.
Clear as day.
A special thank you for consuming all the stupidity we can safely shove down your gullet. Come back for more podcasts. And again, the podcast is sponsored by our friends, because they pay us. Care, Heating, and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Stop listening now. The podcast is over. Turn it off. Go do something.